Angie's List is now Angie, A-N-G-I, the nation's largest home services marketplace. And they're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project is, big or small, indoor or outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled professionals to get the job done well. That's what you want, right? I'm thinking about building out my basement in my cabin. I've been perusing Angie, looking for just the right contractor to get it done the way my wife and I want it done. Now, Angie can help you find the best price for your project. Angie lets you request and compare quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. Angie has cost guides that tell you what others have paid for similar projects, both nationally and right in your neighborhood. That's important, right? You can do comparative shopping. Get started today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The app and the website are free to use. Angie.com or the Angie app. Go check it out today. Hello, America. Happy Sunday. Welcome to the Sunday Brunch edition of John Solomon Reports, a podcast from Just the News. We've got a good one tonight. Candidates running for U.S. Congress. They're all trying to convince Americans they can make America better, make Washington more functional. They can secure the border, cut government, cut spending, maybe cut taxes. Today, we're going to introduce their policy positions and their strategies because the election season is in full bloom. We're going to be joined at the top of the hour by Ambassador Jeff Guntner. He's running for a U.S. Senate seat in Nevada, very competitive Senate seat. He previously served his country in the State Department as a diplomat. Sit back. We'll take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll start off with our good friend, Ambassador Jeffrey Guntner. Candidates running for Congress. That's the show today. We'll be right back after these messages. Hey, folks, have you heard of cancer-fighting foods? The American Cancer Society discovered diets rich in fruits and vegetables may actually lower your risk of cancer. Think about that for a second. That's really important. Hopefully, you hear this and run to the store for 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. But if you're like me, you probably don't have the time to do that, right? So maybe you should consider adding Field of Greens to your daily health regimen. Each fruit and veggie in Field of Greens was doctor-selected for studied health benefits. There's a heart health group, lungs, kidneys, and metabolism groups, even healthy weight. What your body needs is in each scoop of delicious Field of Greens. I take it every day. Sometimes I put it in a shake. Sometimes I put it in my egg white omelet in the morning. Field of Greens can help prevent, treat, and cure cancer? No, but it can powerfully help you out at your next checkup. Your doctor will notice your improved health or you're going to get your money back. Here's the most amazing thing about it. I started using Field of Greens a year ago. My cholesterol is down. My blood sugar is down. My weight's down. My health is up. My sleeping patterns are better. My metabolism is up. If you want to experience what I've experienced, go check out Field of Greens. Jump into the ring here. You're going to get an enormous benefit. And it's so simple. Single scoop, a couple of seconds, healthy lifestyle all day long. Now, thanks to our good friends at Brickhouse Nutrition, Field of Greens is going to give you a 15% off discount plus free rush shipping. All you got to do is go to fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JUSTNEWS for your discount. That's promo code JUSTNEWS at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code JUSTNEWS. Go check it out. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews. Welcome back, America. There's no doubt that polling is showing Americans think this country's on the wrong track. And there's just so many signs, right? The anti-Semitism that breaks out on our college campuses, the open border and all the crime and fentanyl that comes across. Even the notion this last week that we just learned that China was involved with an illegal biolab in California, right in our own country, China doing that. Well, our next guest, he is stepping into the void. He wants to make a difference. He already has on the world stage as an ambassador. Today, he's running for United States Senate in Nevada. Joining us right now, Ambassador Jeffrey Gunter. Mr. Ambassador, great to have you back on the show.
It's always great to be here. Love you guys. You're doing God's work. So thank you for all you do.
Well, thank you so much. I want to start with something that I think a lot of people had no idea was going on until October 7th, when the Israel-Hamas conflict clearly awakened us that there's this anti-Semitism, this hatred, this intolerance that was like embedded in our college campuses, and not just any college, but the elite, the top, the ones that most parents dream to get their children to. What has been your perception 5 weeks in? How have college campuses, how have policymakers done in trying to beat this really bad situation back?
I think, quite honestly, the donors have spoken.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many large donors of these so-called elite universities are now petrified because they're finally standing up, stepping forward, and calling out raw and pure hatred and anti-Semitism. So thank God that those large donors have finally stood up and said, enough is enough. We're not going to give the Harvards of the world our hard-earned cash. And we're gonna put an end to this. And quite frankly, this has been planned by the subtle Marxists of infiltrating our universities, our schools, right, our education for the last 20 years. None of this is a coincidence.
Nope.
This is the moment they've been waiting for, planning for, and sadly, we're seeing the results of that.
Yeah, no doubt.
Mr. Ambassador, you also are a medical doctor, and I wanted to ask you about that and kind of connect it to something that one of our guests said a few weeks ago, because we were talking about the relationship of this guest to others within his community as a professor at Harvard. And, you know, there have been certain sectors of society that have been taken over by liberalism, Hollywood, academia, media. But you look at industries like law and medicine, where you do have a lot of Jewish Americans who are successful in those industries. And one of the things that this guest said to us was he felt like he had been abandoned by his colleagues in academia. So for you in the medical industry, I wanted to ask you about that type of culture festering in medicine as well.
100%. It's so smart that you pointed out. And let me tell you, the greatest danger, and I repeat this, the greatest danger that people have not talked about is the villain that's growing in the public health sector. The ability for these individuals to push their political narratives, to push Marxism in the name of the benefit of medicine for the society is quite dangerous. And if you look at many of the adverse things that were advocated for during COVID, masks that clearly show they do not work, a vaccine which might have limited hospitalizations and mortality, but did nothing to limit the infectivity, and looking at the dangerous things that we've done to our children for generations to come, these are narratives that are coming out of the public health sector. And that public health sector is dangerous. It's full of individuals who are politicized. And I think that's something that has to be focused on currently in the media, of the danger that we see in the public health departments of wokeism, which is infiltrating it. It's no longer medicine. It's medicine, as you know, when mixed with politics, it gives you hardcore politics. And that's what we're seeing coming out of the so-called public health sectors.
Yeah, so well put. Mm-hmm. And it really is one of the challenges of our immediate future. We got to get trust back in the public health, and we got to get politics out first. Otherwise,
well said.
Yeah, no, it's so amazing. Sir, I was looking at the polls, and I saw in Nevada, Trump up double digits already. That is a pretty remarkable earthquake in a state that Democrats often have come to rely on. Tell us the dynamics going on. It seems like one of the dynamics is both young people and Hispanics are moving towards Republicans and conservatives like yourself, like President Trump, in pretty big numbers.
I'd like to answer that in Spanish. Por supuesto. Of course they are. Their values are so in line with our conservative values. It's only the mainstream media and the rich elites that are trying to tell us throughout the media that somehow the Latinos do not share the same values that us conservatives share. It's not true. They've lived the socialist Marxist dream, And that's why they came to America. And I can tell you the same thing is going on here in Nevada as well. Nevada voters will never, never, never vote for a swampy puppet like my opponent, Scam Brown. He's controlled by Mitch McConnell. They smell it, they see it, and they don't want it. And that's why they're flocking to myself, who's 110%, not just 100%, but 110% pro-Donald Trump. Because quite frankly, the whole world is going to hell in a handbasket right now, and people just can't take it anymore. Like we mentioned earlier in your broadcast, fentanyl is killing our children. If you do not have a border, you do not have a country. If you have to choose between putting gas in your car and putting food and medicine for your family, what are you going to do? All this was preventable. We saw that with Donald Trump, we didn't have any of these issues. None of them. We had 1% inflation. We had 3.5% unemployment across every single demographic group. We had no endless wars. In fact, we didn't lose a single service member for 18 months. We didn't have the catastrophe that we saw in Afghanistan. We didn't see a president who was suggesting that Vladimir Putin could take a slice off Ukraine. And now we see the whole Middle East on fire and anti-Semitism spreading around the world. So there is no doubt that Donald Trump is just lighting it on fire. Nevada is Trump country. And myself, as the next U.S. Senator of Nevada, could not be more proud of the values that our voters hold and the reasons why they're propelling us to a strong position to win that seat.
Yeah. I love that. But, you know, we have to touch on a sore topic because I think internal polling has had President Trump ahead of Joe Biden for a while, but it really just broke for President Trump a few months ago with that Washington Post poll that I think sent absolute shockwaves and led to David Axelrod and some other big up Democrats who are saying that they should find a replacement for Joe Biden for the Democrat nominee. But you look at the polling and with President Trump ahead by 2 points, 4 points, 9 points, 11 points, 14 points. I know that in Nevada, there are people who have a lot of questions about election integrity. Now, the issue is that if you don't show up, if you are that skeptical of elections and you don't show up, you're forfeiting the game. So what is the status of integrity as far as Nevada's elections so we can get people to turn out to vote no matter where they fall on the spectrum?
Such a great point you brought up. First and foremost, we're having a caucus. Now, remember, the caucus means you have to have voter ID. What a concept. You have to go to the precinct where you're supposed to vote. What a concept. You have a voter day, not a voter month. What a concept. So that presidential caucus will actually be a real vote, and the winner will be Donald Trump. And then for the next 4 months after that, we're going to make sure that we actually not only beat them and get their vote, but we actually look at every legal avenue to make sure that there's great voter integrity in the state of Nevada. And it's actually, the enthusiasm is off the charts. Americans like truth. Americans want truth. They want honesty, they want voter integrity, and that's going to propel them to the ballot box like we've never seen before. So America first.
Yeah. Mr. Ambassador, real quick, we only got about 20 seconds. What's the best way for people to connect to your campaign?
DrJeffGunter.com. Follow me on Twitter. And don't underestimate the great work that all you guys are doing to get the message out.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back after these messages. Hey, folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you got to do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD Gold. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653, gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon, Just the News family.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset, hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Welcome back, everybody. One of the best parts of this show is when we can highlight candidates across America who are running for public office. And our next guest, I have been excited for a long time to get him on the show. He is J.R. Majewski. He's a veteran. He's a nuclear energy specialist. He is an America First candidate, and he's running for Ohio 9. That seat is currently held by someone who's been there for, about four decades. No, you did not hear that wrong. J.R., it's wonderful to have you on the show finally. Thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you, man. It's my pleasure.
Yeah. All right. You're running for House seat 9 there in Ohio. I always have to ask the obligatory, what are the main points that the people of your district are looking to you for?
Right now, it's the economic strife that we're going through here in blue collar America. The 9th district of Ohio is the home of the Jeep. And we have a lot of blue collar manufacturing jobs here. Just had a very contentious strike with the UAW. And, the 9th district has suffered over the 40 years that Marcy Kaptur has been in office. Everything from neighborhood blight to crime to drugs, and they're losing their jobs. I mean, this is probably the number one issue for us, is just economic development.
Yeah. And so many of those auto workers must know that Joe Biden's electric vehicle initiative is going to take their jobs and send them to China. How big an undercurrent is that now that people realize that the green energy revolution really is a China revolution?
Well, I think it's big, John, and that really kind of fits my niche, if you will.
Right.
Having spent nearly 20 years in the power industry, I can kind of, straddle both of the issues with respect to the automotive concerns. But, you know, we understand here, having home to a nuclear power plant, that we just don't have the ability on our grid to maintain these vehicles. And we know that this technology is going to come from China. And we know that these jobs are going to be outsourced. If not outsourced, they're going to be, done by robotics. And the blue collar folks here are just not, they just don't see the future in it. And that's why I think they stood pretty firm with respect to the strike.
Yeah.
And, we're hopeful that the Trump administration gets back in and they reinstitute energy independence and they reinstitute manufacturing and fair trade that takes into consideration these hardworking American patriots that are putting in a lot of hours every day to produce these vehicles.
Yeah, no doubt.
Well, and speaking of putting in a lot of hours, for candidates like you, America First candidates, and we've heard this from other America First candidates as well, who feel like they are not only fighting to get the vote of their potential constituents, the people in their district, but they're also fighting the national party because they feel like a lot of the policies that they support as America First candidates don't align with the national party. And we've seen ever since the beginning of November in some of those important races in Kentucky and Virginia, there are starting to be louder and stronger and bigger voices calling for some major reform at the top of the RNC, specifically with the chairwoman, Ronna McDaniel. I wanted to get your thoughts on that and if that would help you, because if you do have this blockade ahead of you as far as the national party, is changing out the chairperson going to be the change agent to help you get more support?
Yeah, absolutely, Amanda. I mean, I think the establishment has been a blockade for many of candidates over the past few years. I was a victim of what I called McLeadership last cycle, with Ronna McDaniel, Kevin McCarthy, and Mitch McConnell being the three, folks at the head of these organizations. And they just fear what they can't control. They're very, very out of touch with the base of the Republican Party. And, when you're not willing to march to their orders and you understand what your constituents want in your district, if it's not on message and doesn't fit their narrative, they quickly move on and they really work against the will of the American voter. And it's unfortunate. I had a very contentious primary last cycle and the people spoke and we won. And then in the general election, I was abandoned by the Republican Party specifically because I wasn't willing to kiss the ring of the establishment. And I'm still not going to be willing to do that. That's not what the people here want. That's not what I'm about. And I'm going to still support President Trump. I'm still going to, you know, push the America First agenda. That's what the people here want. I think that's what the people across the country are looking for. They're looking for people that want to go to Washington, D.C. to represent the will of the people.
Yeah, no doubt. And of course, President Trump has supported you and endorsed you. So that there's a lot of synergy there. I want to ask for a second. I'm a little bit of an energy nerd. I know Amanda knows this about me, but I'm always perplexed by this. And you worked in the nuclear energy industry. It is a clean source of energy. It is a potential plentiful source of energy. And yet it's nowhere on the clean green energy agenda for Democrats. And Republicans don't talk about it a lot either, but it could solve a lot of problems quickly. Is this the election 2024 where nuclear energy gets a revival?
I hope so, John. I mean, there's a lot of folks that are picking up the nuclear energy baton. We're finding out that the industry has been crippled by its own inability to market. It had a safe market space for a number of years before the Obama administration manipulated the market. And, you know, I think that with the right information so people can understand and comprehend nuclear power, I think it's absolutely the future. Everything about nuclear power works in the United States. We see countries that have abandoned nuclear power going back. Yeah. And we just need to be smarter with our regulatory process, get people in Congress that understand power. And this is definitely something that's capable and long lasting that will power the United States throughout the life of our grandchildren's.
That's a great point. There's so much innovation in the industry, too. It's just amazing the innovation that's happened. Crazy.
You Absolutely. See John nerding out right now.
He does. Small modular reactors and recycling spent nuclear fuels is the future in the United States.
Yeah. That's true.
I think you're absolutely right. I wanted to switch over to something else that I think you probably have a really great and unique perspective on, and that's with this administration's foreign policy with respect to the Middle East, because you served in, I think, OEF in the Air Force. And when you look at the policies of this administration and what has been allowed to percolate and propagate in the Middle East, we are now looking, you know, at spending money in two different conflicts, according to Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. We can afford it. No big deal. But for this administration and their foreign policy, who, you know, it seems like the weakness of it is what has contributed to what we are now seeing between Hamas and Israel. How does the next administration and you as a potential new member of Congress squash that?
Well, I think we achieved peace through strength. And, you know, when we had President Trump in office, you know, he stood strong by Israel. He stood with these foreign leaders. He had the summit in, I believe it was Saudi Arabia. And he spoke to, you know, the leaders over there. And he let it be known that the United States of America is going to stand for freedom across the globe. And we have the Biden administration right now that's, you know, they're kowtowing to these leaders. They're not supporting. They're sending money through back channels, if you will, and it's causing chaos. The United States of America can't be everything to everybody, but we need to stand strong. We need to take care of our home, and right now that's absolutely the antithesis of what the Biden administration is doing. And you know, I would rather focus some of this effort here in the United States than send money to fund these foreign wars.
Yeah, no doubt. Jar, I know we only got about a minute left. People look at the border and say it's no longer a Texas problem, no longer an Arizona border problem. People in Ohio feel the pain of the border every day, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially here in the Ninth. We are the only district in the United States that has the intersection of, you know, both major highways that run both north and south, east and west across the entire country with I-75 and I-80-90. And Toledo, Ohio has been an epicenter for trafficking over the past decade. I believe it's the top five in the world. And fentanyl is absolutely inundating our you know, local neighborhoods. And, you know, the addiction rates, the overdose rates, I mean, they're ridiculous. And it's all because of Biden's poor border policy.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
John O'Shea is now running for the Texas 12th Congressional District, and he joins us right now. John, great to have you on the show.
Well, thanks for having me on. It's a pleasure.
It's a great honor to have you on. A lot of news since the last time we talked. We talked maybe a couple months ago. Kay Granger, a legend in politics, now stepping down, wide open seat. Tell us how that's changed a little bit of the dynamics in your race.
Well, obviously, we're not taking on an incumbent who had been there since the Biden administration. So that greatly changes the landscape. What most people don't know, though, is that Congresswoman Granger handpicked her successor and has tapped a state representative from this area who has been part of our problems with the Texas House down in Austin as of late. So she's trying to continue on just in a different 2.0 version.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. And the dynamics in Texas have changed. You've got your governor who has officially endorsed President Trump. And that to me is interesting because it kind of highlights what you were just talking about as far as, you know, legendary politicians, people who have been around the block for a while. They have that name recognition of the people of Texas. How much does that mean for President Trump to have the governor's endorsement?
Well, look, Governor Abbott's very popular here, and I know that he was reluctant to weigh in initially because a lot of his donor base were, you know, viewing between either Ron DeSantis or Nikki Haley. But look, the writing's on the wall. I mean, this is Trump or bust, and he is clearly the presumptive nominee for the Republican Party here in Texas. And I'm glad he finally joined the party. He's also joined by our lieutenant governor and my good friend, the Attorney General Ken Paxton, who endorsed President Trump early on. And I think that kind of rounds out the team and sends a very clear message.
Yeah. John, we had General Paxton on a week ago, and he talked a lot about how much the political dynamic has changed over the impeachment trial. They rushed into an impeachment trial. They got burned badly. Now Ken Paxton's out there. He's got his own slate of candidates. But there seems to be a moment in Texas where the status quo of Republican politics is being turned upside down. That can be very beneficial to you as running as an outsider. Tell us what you're seeing on the ground and how much the impeachment trial or the failed impeachment really backlashed on some of the establishment Republicans.
Well, it's shocking to me that these people run as Republicans and then they get into Austin and they act like anything but, and they live in their own little bubble. So they had no idea. I mean, Attorney General Paxton, and again, putting aside my friendship, he is beloved by the voters here. And not 1 year prior to this impeachment, which was done in secrecy in a star chamber kind of manner that belies being Texas, more appropriate for a banana republic. I don't think that they understood that the 4.3 million people who voted for Attorney General Paxton, and knowing what they knew, were going to take this standing down or sitting down. And so kudos to Ken. I think this has been a real watershed moment. I think the base and the grassroots are clearly fired up. And I think there's a slate of excellent primary challengers who are going to provide a rude awakening to some of the establishment down in the Texas House. And candidly speaking, it even plays into my race because, you know, I'm endorsed. In fact, Ken was my first official endorsement.
Right.
And then, you know, that I'm running against was part of the cabal that actually worked to impeach him. In fact, he actually was whipping votes on the House floor while the impeachment hearing was taking place.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's a great first endorsement, though, from the state's attorney general. That's a good one. I wanted to ask you, though, because I know your campaign, appropriately so, is focused on immigration. And, you know, obviously every state is a border state these days. But for states like Texas that have just been absolutely saturated with illegal immigration and the problems associated with it. And now we saw this report a few weeks ago, about 3 weeks ago, 177,000 illegal immigrants just lost into the interior of the country. As you're traveling around and speaking to the people in your district, I know that border security has got to be something on the top of their mind.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, that's probably the number one issue. And look, I don't have any animus for the people seeking a better life. I understand they've been basically given an open invitation. Yeah. But look, we don't lock our house at night because we hate the people outside. It's because we love the people inside. And we're not doing anything to take care of the people here. When you have the homeless problem, you know, the problem with vets and their the VA system and soaring inflation, and, you know, people not having economic opportunity. And yet, you know, the House report just released and said that the illegal immigration invasion is costing us $451 billion. And that's in addition to the $2 trillion deficit that we were already going to incur. I mean, it's just insane. And the last part of it is there's absolutely nothing humanitarian about this. These people are being trafficked by cartels. We're destabilizing Mexico. We're actually bringing in people to compete for jobs with working people, suppressing working class wages. And then we're bringing in enough fentanyl that we're actually losing twice as many people every year as died in all of Vietnam. And then needless to say, the human trafficking problem, especially with women and minors for sex. Here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, I have a constable friend who told me that right now that they estimate that there's over 400 kids being trafficked in our streets every night. And that's just egregious.
It's unfathomable. It's just so wrong. So wrong. John, I want to talk about something you did earlier in your career. You worked in the banking industry. You helped build communities right. through the great strength of community banking. Today, it seems like the banking industry is less focused on the customer, less focused on profit, less focused on investment, and more focused on social engineering. And it seems like it's now becoming at a cost to the industry. What happened to the industry, and how do we get it to refocus on where it does its best work, which is in investing in people?
Well, you know, unfortunately, as with a lot of the managerial working class, they've bought into this cultural neo-Marxism, you know, and so as a result of trying to right what they think are social injustices, instead of focusing on actually, as you mentioned, being a pillar of the community, you know, they're spending money where they shouldn't, and they're not managing or mitigating the risk the way they should. And so we witnessed earlier in the year several major regional bank failures. And candidly speaking, when, you know, the increase in interest rates have provided such a shock to the system, you know, there are a number of other banks that are very precariously poised right now. And if we're not careful, we're going to experience a recession that's going to make the 2007-2008 economic correction look like a cakewalk.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah. It's scary to see the banking culture move in that direction, because gone are the days when your banker is someone who you go to church with, or they're in line right. in the carpool line with you. And I think that that's been a devastating part of a financial society for a lot of communities across America. I wanted to ask you about the Hispanic vote. Obviously, in Texas, there are a lot of wonderful legal Hispanic voters there in that state, and they tend to, you know, they trend traditional. They trend in the direction of conservative policies, but for a long time they have been dyed-in-the-wool voters of the Democrat Party. It seems like the tide started changing on that under President Trump. Whatever he said, whatever his message was, it really seemed to resonate with them, and that is starting to multiply, it seems like. What are the messages for you when you're out talking to your constituents? What are the messages to the Hispanic community that resonate the most with them, that make them think to themselves, maybe I should switch my party affiliation?
Well, I think you basically just touched upon it. I mean, culturally speaking, these people are very conservative. You know, here in Texas, we're an amalgamation of people, but the Hispanic and Latino influence is very significant. In fact, I lived in South America for a period of time, and whenever any of my friends would come up from there to visit, they're all shocked at the amount of, you know, signs in Spanish and just the clear influence. And, you know, When one side of the aisle can't tell you what a gender is, and that, you know, boys can become girls, and the other side of the aisle says, hey, we need to unleash our economic, you know, engine and release our energy industry again and return back to normal, I think the message becomes very clear. I know that they have a propensity of having previously voted Democrat because they felt like the Democrats had more to offer. But right now, I just think they look at the Democrat side of the aisle and think, that doesn't bear any resemblance to sanity or anything that's, you know, of import or value in my life.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Such a great point. John, it doesn't get talked about a lot, but people must be feeling the impact of not only the government spending, but the deficit now, $1 trillion just in interest payments in the next year on that debt. Is this the year that debt and government spending becomes a major political issue in the 2024 election?
Well, if it isn't, it needs to be, because we just went through in September, we surpassed $33 trillion in debt. And now, almost 100 days later, we're getting ready to go to $34 trillion. And as you pointed out, we're only paying the interest on that. So just the interest carry alone is $1 trillion, which is over 20% of what the federal government collects in taxes. So we say we love our kids and our grandkids. Well, then how is consigning them to a future of debt slavitude any sign of love? There need to be hard, hard cuts made. I mean, we need to get back into a balanced budget, and we need to look to start to actually repay some of this debt, which is what President Trump had planned to do by becoming, you know, energy dominant and exporting around the globe. But yeah, I agree. It is of major, major significance, and people are going to have to realize that some deep cuts are going to be have to have, because the time for easy decisions are over.
Yeah, there's no doubt. John, a lot of people getting behind your campaign. So Chuck Woolery, my good friend, endorsed you recently. What is the best way if someone wants to connect with your campaign real quickly?
Yeah, please. They can go to OSHEAfortexas.com. That's O-S-H-E-A, the number 4, Texas.com. We're not accepting lobbyist money, and it's a grassroots effort. So I'd appreciate anybody's help.
All right, America, thanks for tuning in to the Sunday Brunch Edition. Thanks to the candidates. All of them took time to give us a really detailed conversation, where they stand, what they're doing, why they're running. I always enjoy that, vetting candidates, getting to know them, introducing them to you, allowing you to have all the information to make the best decision you can make on Election Day. That is one of the many things we try to do here at Just the News and John Solomon Reports. Folks, thank you for joining us. Happy Thanksgiving weekend. It's coming to a close. Now we're heading into the hustle bustle of the holiday season, Hanukkah, and of course, Kwanzaa, and of course, my favorite holiday, Christmas. That's a mad dash, about less than a month away. But everyone have a great weekend. We'll be back Monday with regular programming.
Hey folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you got to do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD Gold. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653, gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family. At Just the News, we break the stories others in the media ignore or are too afraid to tell. We did it on Russia collusion, Hunter Biden, and the security and intelligence failures that preceded January 6th. Our stories have real impact and reach because we stick to the facts. I'm John Solomon. You can help me expand our honest, unvarnished, and unbiased reporting by becoming a premium member at Just the News. You'll get an ad-free experience and exclusive member-only access to events, and you'll be helping us dig up more truth. Join today at justthenews.com/subscribe.